of the hour to you, matey. Second hour of the American Journal is here. And we got your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I'm going to get into, after the break, I'm going to get into Jesse Van Rutselaar, the 18-year-old trans shooter. I mean, I'm going to show you something that's like, this is the spirit of the cannibal blood-drinking pedophile. We're going to see the spirit of it manifested in this young man who the authorities want you to call a girl. He's not, but that's okay. We'll do what we're going to do. All right, let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Says here, you want to talk about some Epstein emails and some dark SHIT. Go ahead, Wild.
Hey, Mr. Drew, did you see that thing in the Epstein emails, the released email about how they were talking about Jesus?
And no, I didn't. I missed that.
You know, people have been searching different keywords. You know, I've been searching thousands of different keywords, looking what comes up. It's very hard to search through. And someone was searching Jesus, and they found this email that went viral, and it's absolutely disgusting. Where apparently there was this girl victim that they were raping and torturing, and you know she was a goy, a Christian, and they were.
I have seen this. She says Jesus is with me. Jesus. Yeah,
she was crying out to Jesus. So their bright idea, these sick freaks, is to dress up like Jesus as they rape and murder her to death.
Yeah,
and then they're saying whoops like jerky is when they're murking people, when they're killing people.
Yeah,
and there's a whoops in that email.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of concerned it's getting to the point where it's like, this is the stuff on the surface level we're getting. Imagine then on the lower levels and the underground, you know, the stuff we're not hearing about.
We just saw the top half. We just saw the top half of this. You know, there's still a sub-basement level that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, underground, you know, and literally underground, too. There's like underground caves in an island, they're saying. They should send that scanning company, or someone should crowdsource one of those deep penetrating radar companies that are privatized that scan the underneath the pyramids to
storm the island. You know, who owns this island anymore? Jeffrey Epstein's dead. It's in a trust.
They sold it. Yeah, apparently they sold it to somebody who was going to make it like a travel destination, which is totally messed up.
Yeah.
And then remember, after the initial suicide of him, they claimed, there was all those concrete and dump trucks going to island, and apparently they sealed up a bunch of stuff. But still, with the scans, we can see what's going on. Maybe there's still people down there that we can save or at least recover the bodies. I'm estimating, I think, if he said he was doing about 6 people a day minimum, and then about 8 ounces to 6 ounces of human flesh. If that's just him and the other people, we're talking industrial level here, man. Like hundreds of thousands of people. They need to keep this up.
And the way they talk about it, it's like, hey, you going to come over and have, you know, you going to come over and drink a beer?
So nonchalant.
Yeah.
So nonchalant, you know? Like it's nothing, a human life to these monsters.
Right.
And it shows that by the warfare they do, how they poison the air, water, and food, how the media is just in your face satanic nowadays. You know, and I think, what do you think, Mr. Dude? Do you think we need to, like, in the books, just ban Satanism in the U.S. outright?
Yeah. I don't see why I don't know what Satanism provides us at all in any way, shape, or form other than death and destruction. I know that, we got to have a freedom of religion. And I think most of the people you see pushing that probably aren't into that stuff, the ones that are out front. Like the guy with the weird eyes. I mean, he's probably into some weird kinky stuff, but he's probably not killing people. You never know, though. But yeah, there's no place in this culture for that type of behavior. And then when you look at these emails and the fact that the attorney general's going, we're not going to investigate. We don't care. Stock market. Just, hey, Wild, look at the stock market, okay? All right, we'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, or information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesshow.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesshow.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesshow.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Into the American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all
Thank you back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
You know what's interesting about these redactions? Especially the ones about beef jerky. Somebody said they unredacted them, or they saw unredacted versions, and it was mostly victims. People that said they were victims, which is interesting because we got all these people running around saying they're victims. And they're also talking about jerky. Maybe they're not victims. Interesting. But they just brought in, this is from 7/19/2011. That's a long time ago. During the Obama administration. And it's a reply, of course, comma. That could be the Jesus or Ohio Jesus. Jesus. Maybe that's Les Wexner. I don't know. He's from Ohio. I'm coming trick. And then we got the redaction, and then that's two. He said she felt God's presence next to her when she was in bed. She knows that Jesus watches over her and helps save her life. Whoops. Why are these people being protected right here? We got three names being protected. Maybe it's the same person. I mean, I think this person should be answering questions. This is the person I want to see brought up. What did you mean by the Jesus, I'm coming trick? What did you mean by that? What was your relationship to Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, yeah. You should dress up as him when you see her. Right there. Look at that. You should dress up as him when you see her. We must hit the pedo tolerance level. And when we hit it, it's all going to come crashing down. But we're not quite there yet. And I don't like looking at this stuff. I don't like talking about it. It's disgusting. But we're not going to stop. All right, let's go to... Are there any more Epstein... Oh, all right. Clown Car in New York has some interesting info. It looks like sleeper cells from Iran and Iraq who owned Epstein Island. So, Clown Car, are you saying Epstein bought it from these Iranian/Iraqis?
No, actually, it had nothing to do with Iranians or Iraqis. The island belonged to the guy who owns Sephora, the makeup company. Hong Kong, Clown Car, reporting for duty, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, so the original island that was given to him was owned by Sephora, and Sephora used it for doing medical experiments with his makeup on that island, and therefore it was turned into a lab. Well, it was a laboratory, and it was basically a hospital for testing on humans. So that's the other part about it being so far out and way off. I don't know where you got this. The Iranians gave him the island, or he bought the island, but the island was given to him for $1, and it's the same person who gave him the Manhattan apartment that was $17 million for $1.
Yeah.
Because he told the guy from Sephora, listen, I'll start releasing all of these things about you. And he said, oh, no, I'll give you one of my islands. And that's who gave Jeffrey Epstein that island for $1.
Wow.
So, yeah. If not for free. So, Is that showing up when you pull it up? That the island was originally owned by the guy who owns Sephora, whatever it's called.
We pulled up an article. Pull that back up, guys. There was an article, and it was something Roth and I believe he's the owner of Sephora. His connection with Epstein's coming out.
See that? Tomorrow's news today. We just debunked the whole Iranian story. Look at that.
Thomas Roth faces growing backlash after Epstein emails are released. No, what it says here on under your name, it says sleeper cells from Iran, Iraq. And then there's two slashes, which I think mean here's a separate subject. Also, who owned Epstein Island? So
copy that.
Yeah, the sleeper cells from Iran and Iraq story, I think, comes from that ex-CIA agent, Sarah Connor, whatever her name is. I don't know.
Gee, isn't that Sarah funny? Adams. That's the same chick from Terminator.
Yeah, no, Sarah Adams. Sarah, I call her Sarah Connor because I think she thinks she's Sarah Connor. She's a secret agent. And, you know, the only source I've seen for this, sleeper cells in Iran and Iraq that are here are Al-Qaeda, I think is what she said. Al-Qaeda sleeper cells that are going to be activated. I haven't seen anything happen like that. I see people with whistles trying to stop ICE. I see Canadian trans shooters. I haven't seen anything that would make me believe it was. Although there is an interesting video from El Paso, but I don't think that's Al-Qaeda. That's probably the cartels. There's some object floating. Was floating around the airport that people took, you know, potato video of. But what's your information on the sleeper cells?
I heard that they've activated every sleeper cell in America. 2.7 million of them have been activated. Now, as far as seeing anything, I'm sure they're plotting and planning. But once it does go down, expect it to go down and the emergency broadcasting system finally become useless. I mean, worthless. When we had COVID, you know, when it went on 3 months after COVID, did they put the emergency broadcasting system up and tell people about COVID? It took three months from the day. Anyway, great talking to you, Rob Dew. You're doing a great job. And peace to all the InfoWarriors. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, we got to hit the pedo tolerance level.
Oh, and also I wanted to bring up, did you hear in Italy they're going to start chemically castrating anybody who's accused of being a pedophile?
I think that's great. I don't think it should be chemical. I think it should be physical.
Do you think like a mini little, what are those things called where they do the chopping the heads off?
Yeah, a little guillotine, a penis teen,
a penis teen.
Pick your wiener in there. Chop. There it goes.
Yeah, don't worry. It's not going to hurt. Just think of all those kids you molested as we're chopping your penis off.
Yeah, and then we can give all the parts to, that actress. I forget her name. She rubs the penis cream on her face.
The foreskin cream.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I almost called her Sarah Bullock. Sandra Bullock. We can give it all to her and she can make her penis cream with it.
Isn't it funny how they get away with that? And technically, if you kissed her in the face where she put that, aren't you technically kissing baby penis?
Some people think she might have been a dude, too. I don't know. One of those out there that's like, she could be a dude.
You know, and how long has that been going on? Seriously, like, we've been played this game since Miss Doubtfire, since all these, you know, movies early on. What was that show that they had early on? Bosom Buddies. Remember
Bosom
that
Buddies,
show?
Bosom yeah. Buddies? Yeah,
that was a funny show. Hey, and doesn't Alex remind you of the father on that show where he used to draw the cartoons? What was that show?
I don't remember.
The father used to draw the cartoons, and what's his name was on there. The gay guy was their roommate. The two beautiful girls and the father. But Alex sounds like that guy, Mr. Rush. Oh, Mr. Rush.
Mr. Rush.
You remember that show?
I kind of remember Bosom Buddies because it was Tom Hanks was in it and some other guy, and they dressed up.
Belky.
It was Belky? That was Belky? Oh, my God. And they dressed up like women to get in this apartment that was, I think it was a cheaper apartment, or it was some reason they had to dress up like women and try to fool everybody. And then we have, years later, we have White Chicks. Remember White Chicks?
Oh, that was great too. The way the Wayland brothers, whatever, got dressed up as I don't know. It kind of reminded me of white chicks, real white chicks.
It's interesting. You know, there's four Wayans brothers and there's four Baldwin brothers, and the talent level goes incrementally down with each brother. Because Keenan was pretty good. Damon was good. But then you get to these two, Marlon and Pineapple. Right. Just not even that funny. Same thing with the Baldwin brothers. It starts with Alec, who's a good actor, kind of a weirdo.
But then it goes down.
Who I don't know if Steven is the youngest or Billy. I met one of them one time. And he's the one that puts out all the weird videos on X.
Oh, about Jesus, that guy?
Yeah. Because we were actually interviewing him at a Talkers magazine thing. This is years ago, and I have video of this. And he's, you know, Alex literally comes up and says, "Hey, we're going to interview one of the Baldwin brothers. Get ready." So I'm like pulling the camera out of the bag and turning it on, and he walks up. He goes, "Come on, I told you to get ready." So I'm like, "I'm getting ready." And then Baldwin brother goes, "Yeah, come on, Rob, get ready." I'm like, "Oh, okay, all right." So we filmed the interview.
Hi.
And then I go, "Hey, I have one question for you." And it was Stephen Baldwin. Yeah, I go. Did you become a Christian before or after the movie Threesome? I'm shooting the video on my shoulder, and he goes, "Oh man, you got me. He got flustered. He had no comeback for it." And Jones didn't even know what I was talking about because he's not into that. You know, that was like a '90s movie, a stupid '90s movie. And he's like, "Look, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, "Hey man, I'm not going to take anything from a Baldwin brother. I'm sorry."
I think I remember the name of the show that Mr. Rush was in, Too Close for Comfort.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even older, I think. Too Close for Comfort's older than Bosom Buddies.
And then he used to draw with the puppet and everything.
But, all right, Clown Car, you're getting us off topic. We're trying to hit the pedo tolerance level. All right?
I love you, bro.
Have a good one. Okay, let's go to Greg up in Pittsburgh. Where I lived for a while, says the Epstein files are gaslighting. I agree. They're throwing it in our face saying, "Look, you can't do anything about this. You have no power. You have no power here." Go ahead, Greg.
That's exactly right, Rob. I think there's such a quagmire, such a smorgasbord of these massive stories between, you know, all this immigration, these immigration issues, all the fraud going on through the immigration, you know, the pedophilism coming out of these Epstein files. And I've been listening to you guys forever. What an awesome group you guys are. I've listened to Rush Limbaugh, and I can't listen to Hannity or any of them guys anymore. Mark Levin, they're so pathetic.
Mark Levin.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome and real, man, all of you. And what I was making the point was that, to me, this is a giant gaslight of all gaslight. They're flooding us with all these different stories to go back and forth, and we're looking at these, you know, the victims and these political names and high profile people, billionaires, and we're not going to accomplish anything until we get to the root of this problem. What are they going to do? They already said Epstein's dead, so we got one sacrificial lamb. Are they going to give us the Clintons? Are they going to give us the corpse of George Soros? And that'll satisfy us for a while? But this stuff is never going to stop until the people rise up, and like a Dracula movie where they go and burn down Dracula's castle. That's what it's going to take, is for the people to stand up and just say, you know, let them burn, you know, let things fall where they may, but the truth needs to come out.
Well, do you like having a nice economy, Greg? Do you like having a stock market over 50,000?
Well, I do. I mean, I do pretty well. I mean,
we can't have that if we go after these blood drinking pedophiles.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
See? Yeah. I feel the same way. I'll be fine. I don't care if a few companies go. I don't care if a few banks go under. I mean, we had that already.
No.
We survived that.
They need to. I want to see the top. I want to see the source of this exposed and brought down. And it would be global catastrophe, economically maybe. But you know what? We'll survive. We'll be all right. We have resources. We know we're not stupid like they think we are.
I don't think the farmers of America and the cattle ranchers are blood-drinking pedophiles.
No. No,
I think
not.
We're gonna be fine. We're gonna be able to grow food.
Yeah, and I don't know.
It's I don't think the plumber down the street is a blood drinking pedophile.
No.
You know.
No.
Now some of these county commissioners, maybe. Some of these school board people, maybe. I think as you get up into these power things, I think you start getting initiated into it. And I think it starts locally and it grows up. I definitely think there's a lot of people that need to be looked at very hard. And I think you're going to start, the more this comes out, it's going to create a atmosphere where more people are going to feel comfortable talking about it. And they're going to be talking about things they know. And not all of it will be true. Some of it will be lies.
With all the tools at their disposal, though, Rob, that's the awakening is happening, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But with the tools at their disposal, with the AI especially, and the so-called cloud, you know, and the different layers of all that, there's systems in place that are moving forward so rapidly. I think it's outpacing the awakening that people are having.
And it's, it could be.
And it's really going to get ugly. With all this gaslighting, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for something huge to be coming down on us here within the next 3 to 5 years. Well, world altering.
Yeah, they definitely have to distract us at this point from that. Savannah Guthrie's grandmother or mother is going to be found at some point, dead or alive, and they're going to be like, well, we can't just milk this story anymore.
Yeah, I hear about that, and I'm like, yeah, right, okay. I feel sorry for the grandma, but we're under attack here.
That should not be top news.
No, absolutely not. It's just so frustrating. While I'm on the air, Rob, I am a customer. I've been a customer for probably 12 years. Products are awesome. I take the methylene blue every day. I take the turmeric every day. I still have some of the X2 iodine. I take the atomic defense in the wintertime. The products are awesome. I'm 65 years old, healthy, strong, still working. Driving 600 miles a day. And your products have really changed me around since I was in my mid-50s. I feel better now than I did 10 years ago.
Yeah. You're driving on that horrible turnpike?
Yes.
You know, all the money they charge for that thing, you'd think they could pave it once in a while.
Well, fortunately, you know, I don't have to pay that. I have an easy pass, and that's all taken care of.
Yeah.
But great show, Rob. I'm looking for something else. I'm following all the Epstein stuff and, you know, the fraud and this immigration stuff and all the major issues, but there's something coming. There's
a video from Michael Savage. There's a video from Michael Savage. He's on his back porch overlooking the water. And he's like, I can feel it. It's something big is about to happen. And, you know, he's a guy that's been around for a long time. He can read the tea leaves. He can read plants. He's in tune with his surroundings. You know, he's not a guy that's buried in, you know, his phone. He's looking around. And he thinks something big is about to happen. And I agree. They have to distract us. We need another distraction. The Guthrie case isn't gonna do it. So it could be a war. Could be a war in Iran. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu showed up yesterday.
Something's gonna trigger it.
Yeah. They met for 3 hours at the White House, away from cameras with no press briefings, either before or after. Trump later indicated that nothing definitive was reached on Iran, other than I insisted that negotiations with Iran continue. Well, that doesn't sound like what the Jews wanted or Israel wanted. Israel wanted us to go blow them up.
Well, the way Trump operates, too, you never know what he's going to do. He's not going to broadcast what he's going to do. He'll just do it, you know?
Yeah. This is Mark Mitchell posted this yesterday. Trump approval in Israel. 61 plus 61. And Trump approval in his own country. -9. I mean, wow. That's crazy. Perceptions on Trump's leadership from an Israeli perspective. The right is a 92% positive. The left is 34%. I mean, wow. And then someone here, Tom John, says, what's your point? Well, the point is people in other countries think the president's doing a great job other than the people here. And, the thing is, he has done some really good things. He just signed a bill, which I can't believe he had to sign a bill that says we're not going to give money to dead people. No more entitlements to dead people. Like, we have to make a law. Like, that's not common sense. Like, we can't just go, oh, they're dead. We're not going to give them any more money. No, we have to have a law so the freaking retarded bureaucrat goes, oh, I cannot get their money anymore. Okay, it's a law now. I mean, that's where we're at in this country. We have to have laws not to give dead people money. And that's not the craziest thing going on. Thanks for your call, Greg. I got time for one more call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, how's it going today?
Hey, good morning, Rob Dew. How are you?
I'm good.
I was telling your call screener that Joe Altman came out a couple of days ago, I think, and said he gave Mike Pompeo a briefing about how the Georgia Senate elections in 2021 on November 5th were going to be rigged against the Republicans so the Democrats, Ossoff and Warnock, could steal the Senate away from us. Right before the protest at the Capitol, we all found out that we had lost the Senate to the Democrats. We didn't think Kamala Harris and Joe Biden could do anything to us because they weren't going to have control of the Senate. But then they stole the Senate using the Smartmatic software and the machines.
Yep.
And Pompeo was given this briefing by Joe Altman in a skiff at the State Department. So everybody was put on notice that they should have a sting operation in Georgia to make sure that we knew what happened during the runoffs so we could catch them stealing that election. And Pompeo was ashen and sweating in this skiff where he's being told by Joe Altman that this is how they're going to do it, down to the percentages and every way they were going to do it, I think through adjudication of the machines and all this sort of stuff. But it was just the idea, we all thought that, Trump is more than likely going to get reelected. But if he doesn't, Biden and Harris won't have the Senate, so nothing in their agenda will get passed. So we'll be okay. It'll just be a shitty 4 years. But instead, they stole away the Senate using this rigging system, and Altman has the receipts, so to speak, on Pompeo, no less, who's a traitor to Trump as the CIA director. He didn't let anybody know what he was being told. So that's a big story when it comes to election rigging, that we lived through 4 years of Biden and Mayorkas letting 20 million illegals into the country, and it never needed to happen. We could have caught it ahead of time and stopped it, but that wasn't the agenda of the deep state.
Well, we had to play 6D chess and let them all out themselves so we could send strongly worded letters to them.
Right. And the Pennsylvania Turnpike is owned by an Australian company, I believe. That's why it's not being paved.
Yeah.
they take all the money out of the country and the state.
Yeah, the ones in Texas are owned by the King of Spain.
Yeah, exactly. It's all international finance being used. Everything's out of your jurisdiction. Oh, and we should start calling Pam Bondi the White Kamala.
The White Kamala. White. We'll just call her White Kamala. White Kamala. Go. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That cares more about your stock market than blood-drinking pedophiles. Thanks for calling, Jefferson. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you turn $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Du. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I will cover this immigration information earlier, but I didn't go over these graphs from the White Papers Policy Institute. Did you know 12% of Nicaraguans live in the United States? 870,000 people. Half of those arrived between 2020 and 2024 under Biden's open border policies. I mean, wow. Now, let's go to Mexico. And this shows the distribution. That was Nicaraguan Americans. Let's go. Here's Mexico. This tweet. Boom. 23% of all Mexicans live in the United States. That's 39 million people. There were barely 4 million Mexicans in the United States in 1960. Americans have voted against Mexicanization in every opportunity and have been ignored. Now, this isn't racist. Is this racist to show these? No, this isn't racist. This is like, hey, there's people from other countries that are coming here. Now, if they were paying their own way, probably wouldn't be as bad. But The same White Papers Policy Institute, 70% of all Hispanic immigrants are on welfare. And they say it's guaranteed 70% plus of Nicaraguans are taking your tax dollars. And it shows immigrant. You got 33% of whites on welfare, 38% of Asians, 52% of blacks, 70% of Hispanics. Second generation, it drops a little bit. But then third generation, it kind of stabilizes. I mean, it becomes a way of life. It becomes a way of life. How many of these people are dead getting money?
Well, now we made a law, Rob, that says we don't give money to dead people anymore. Okay? We had to make a law on that.
Should I go to Tim? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're pointing out to me? All right, let's go to... We just had a call about Pompeo. Let's go to Tim and Callie. We'll continue on the Pompeo trip. And then I'll go to Leslie in Nevada and Marcus in Idaho after that. But let's go to Tim and Callie.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Appreciate you taking my call. As always, you're doing a great job. It was great to hear your story about the Kirby salesman thing. By the way, the Kirby salesman thing, what you're supposed to do is you vacuum in front of them and then say, would you like to vacuum? They'll never say yes. You just go, here.
Oh.
And they'll take it out of your hand if you say here.
Here, yeah. And they start vacuuming, and they start pulling dirt out. But the key is the dirt tolerance level. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, I thought that was an excellent, excellent analogy. I really enjoyed that. So anyways, yeah, once the word Mike Pompeo was said, I thought, yeah, you know, he named the world's most dangerous person as Randy Weingarten.
Really?
And
Mike Pompeo said this?
Yes. He said it more than once, actually. He said it on two separate occasions that I know of. And he was saying that he was frequently asked that, and is it Xi Jinping? Is it, you know? And he's like, no, it's Randy Weingarten.
Isn't he like and he's from Florida, right? Randy Weingarten?
Randy is a girl. Randy Weingarten's the head.
Oh, she's the head of the teachers union.
Exactly. So she's
I was thinking of Randy Fine. Yeah.
Wow. Well, but she's supposed to make all of our kids super smart to where they can compete against all the other people on planet Earth and invent all these things in this freedom that we're all given. People are dying to come here because of the freedom. And we have this freedom. And instead, you take all this money and you make it a Democratic Party type thing where it's just it's a slush fund for the Democrats or whatever. And it has nothing to do with educating our children. And the proof in that is kids are showing up for college and, you know, they can't even read at a third grade level. They have to be given remedial math when they get to college because they don't even have what's supposed to be a high school level of math understanding.
Why come you giving me book to read?
Right. But you get my point. I tend to agree with him. We've got a whole generation of kids between that and then, you know, all the fentanyl and all the other crazy stuff. It's just these kids, they've lost the perspective that there's this freedom and everybody can just use their imagination and create wealth out of thin air. You could be the next Steve Jobs and have something that not only makes you a billionaire, but it's something that people all over planet Earth just feel like they have to have. And over time, it becomes affordable enough that basically everyone on Earth can have one ever of the widget it is that you've invented. This, instead of the mindset of the government where, hey, there's this money, we didn't earn any of it, there's only so much of it, and we're all going to fight each other to get it, like rats fighting for a pizza or whatever, a person that's a self-made millionaire knows, you can take all my money. It doesn't bother me. I don't worry, because I'll just make it again. Right. Even if it's a different way, and even if it's a way of something I've never even heard of before, I'll still be able to make it into a success. Unless I'm willing to work for someone else, then it might not work out. And then I'll leave you this parting thought here. You know, we're talking about, last time you and I talked, we talked about the Large Hadron Collider. You know, the world's largest machine.
The black hole maker. Yes.
Yeah. And what I was thinking is this concept that we're looking across the water and we all can sense something's coming and we're all thinking, well, maybe man's making, maybe he is. Maybe he is. He sure enough could. But maybe it's something that we know is coming that we can't stop. Like, say there really is this planet X this Nibiru, you know, this ninth planet that's roaming around in a 3,600-year elliptical orbit, and it basically, when it shows up, we have polar shift, which mountains rise out of the sea and cities go tumbling below the ocean,
right,
and everything changes. And, you know, even Einstein wrote about these things and said it's happened before, it will happen again, and so forth. So maybe, just maybe, it's almost time for one of those polar shift things to start happening.
Well, and Elon says we don't have much time to go off planet. And if we're going to survive, we have to go off planet. So maybe he knows something that we don't know.
I think some other people know something we don't know.
Yeah. Blood-drinking pedophiles? Hey, I got a quick story for you. In Austin, yeah, they have this thing called the dual language schools where they say, oh, we're going to teach the kids Spanish, the white kids. But what it is, it's a disguise. It's really they're teaching the Hispanic kids in Spanish, and the white kids sit there and go, I don't know what the hell's going on. But that's the education system here in Austin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, and I thought of one other thing just before I go. Hey, I was wondering, he's been around for like 6 months or more. Have you seen in Austin while traveling around, have you seen the robot cowboy? I forgot his name now. He wears a cowboy hat and he just walks up to people and he starts talking to them like he's John Wayne. Then he runs away and it's a robot. It's literally one of those robots.
No, I have not. It's in Austin now?
It's been there for like 6 months. You got to see it. I mean, he talks like John Wayne and he's kind of funny and he runs up to people on the streets of Austin, just I guess tourists or whatever.
Oh, well, we got video of it right now. Yeah.
And he runs away. After he's done, he runs away.
Well, I want to see him get in a fight on 6th Street.
Okay.
Until then, he's not a real Austinite.
Fair enough.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tim.
My call, Rob. All right. Bye.
All right. My call screen just restarted. So I don't know. Did that kill the phone system? Okay. Leslie in Nevada. All right. Let's go to Leslie in Nevada. I believe she's a witch. Leslie, how are you doing?
Hi. I am doing fantastic, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. And yes, in fact, I am a witch. I am a Alexandrian witch queen, which means I've started more than 3 covens, which are still active. And I'm also chief adept of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And in holding those 2 roles, what we teach is that magic is real, that it is the cheat code God gave us to survive on this incredibly effed up planet. And
well, let me ask you this before we go any further. When you say magic, yeah, are you talking like frequency manipulation? Or are you talking?
Yes.
Okay.
And other things. I'm talking about things like remote viewing, telekinesis, any type of sixth sense that you're talking about. This is what the ancient mystery schools used to teach, and it was always kept under initiatic seal because it is so incredibly dangerous. But what happens is the death cult, whether you want to call it Moloch or Satanism or going back to the Aztec cults, these death cults have been in a forever war with the cult of light. And the cult of light is represented by people like Jesus and Amaterasu and Ra and Horus and Aradia. You know, it's not mm-hmm. just... It's always been the Malindante, the bad witches, against the Benindante, the good witches. And we good witches, the ones who do believe in Christ, who do everything possible to maintain the fertility and productivity of Earth through our fertility rites, where we glorify masculine and feminine and child roles. And we're really sick and tired of being thrown under the bus with all these filthy freaking Satanists because we're not the same. We are even more diabolical.
I have no idea what's going on now. A new caller has entered the chat.
That's my pet peacock, Angel. I'm feeding him while I talk to you, and he's mad because I stopped feeding him. But But we're really don't. We're not like them. We are so much more like Christians. We are so happy to live in a Christian nation where our faith is protected. If I lived in any Muslim nation, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
I have many magical friends who have left the Philippines because of Muslim persecution for their magical ideology, from even Spain, where the Moors are taking over again. It just makes me sick at my stomach to think we kicked them out and they're back already without even a shot fired. How can this be? How can it be that the forces of light have worked so hard for so long only to see everything fall apart at the last second when we're ready to go interstellar? And I'm telling you, the witches want to go interstellar. We definitely do. We have known for so long that humanity is already interstellar. We want to meet back up with those who left earlier. And there's so much knowledge we can reclaim from these ancient human peoples that are still populating the universe that we can't get back in touch with yet. And this is why we need to keep the United States strong. The United States and Elon Musk are our best chance of getting off planet before the whole thing blows up. And the witches support this, and it breaks my heart every time I hear Alex malign energy. I know he doesn't mean to, you know, because he's a psychic as well. He's a freaking prophet, for crying out loud. He is another prophet of the God of light, just like Elijah, just like John the Baptist, just like Jesus. He is a modern prophet, but he needs to embrace that other side, the side of magic. Jesus was an incredible magician. He didn't go to the party to turn the wine to water. That was not his gig. He's so interested in us living full and productive and beautiful, glorious, juicy, hot lives. And all this death cult. And why lump a group of people who are environmentalists at heart, who love all children in pure and honest ways. And I know magic has been maligned for so long. Originally, it was because the Christians were trying to figure out how to make themselves separate from the pagans, who all practiced magic. I mean, there were even people running around at the time of Jesus who could do the same things as Jesus with a different modality. And Jesus even taught all of his skills to the disciples. And what do we talk about the disciples? Nothing. Nobody mentions the fact that the disciples could raise people from the dead, that the disciples could heal the lame and the blind. Where is all that teaching that we find in Acts?
There's a story about some Spanish explorers, and they had a shipwreck, and like several of them are wandering around, and the Indians were taking them in, the natives in Florida were taking them in, and they were healing people. Even though they didn't think they could do it, suddenly they had this power. They were not raising people from the dead, but people who were sick, they were helping them. They were just by getting close to them and I think breathing and talking and doing something to their energy level, I guess, to bring them out.
Right.
So, I mean, there's definitely something to what you're saying. It's very interesting, and I think there definitely needs to be you know, well, what we need to do is people need to identify what side they're on, and then we need to go forward. Like, really, to me, we got to raise the pedo tolerance level up to where it's just we end it, and it's got to be ended.
In witchcraft, we do not tolerate pedophiles at all. That is, like, if we get even the faintest whiff of a hint that you're even a hebephile, that you like people who have just finished puberty and that are really, you know, young. Mm-hmm. No. We are about life. We're about raising healthy families. We're about eating organic food and making sure that the bees don't die because of the geoengineering filth they keep dumping in the sky.
Yeah.
We fight against all those things. And, you know, Christians working together with other light workers, people who do Reiki, you know, a lot of people thought that the Shakers and the Quakers, you know, because they used that handshaking technique in their healings,
mm-hmm.
they thought that maybe they were possessed. But they're just a flavor of magical Christian, like the Pentecostals. And see, that's who we are here at Alpha Omega Church. We are magical Christians. We believe that Jesus Christ was the greatest magician who ever lived. He imparted that those incredible life-bringing magics to the disciples who trained others. And now you're telling me, I got to look this up, about disciples showing up in Florida and healing the Seminole? I mean, I worked as an archaeologist for a number of years, but I've never heard that. I can't wait to look it up.
It was Spanish explorers. I forget the guy's name. There's one guy who was in particular, and he ends up getting separated from the group, and then years later they meet up again. But they basically wander around from village to village and heal people. And for some reason, they are not killed by the natives. There are other people are, but they didn't kill them. Maybe they saw something in them that kept them from being killed. But here, I got a question from the crew. One of the crew asked, how do you break a curse?
Ah, okay. So the easiest way to break a curse, if you think you have been cursed and you haven't been able to take care of it with things like doing a self-exorcism, you know, you can absolutely get the old 1612 version of the Latin exorcism and read that through yourself in a mirror and get rid of a family curse. Another way to do it is to go to one of these sweet little Pentecostal churches in a strip mall and have them lay hands on you. As an Alexandrian witch queen, I'm telling you that the type of demonic influence we have right now is best handled by some Jesus magic. And see, we're pantheists. We believe in all the gods. You know, my personal belief is that God is a diamond with many faces, and each face has a different name. One of them is Jesus, one of them is Yahweh, one of them is Ariadne, you know? And it's what we human beings are capable of understanding, capable of grokking when we look at God. You know, we can only see one face at a time because we're so limited. And each of those faces got a different name. And then because we have these different languages, we started getting all confused and shooting each other over stupid linguistic garbage.
Well, you know, Jesus said, you know, God is within all of us. And that's where he said, yes. You find it. You got to find it. You got to find it within you. And
yes.
And Yahweh, interestingly enough, when you like phonetically speak or say Yahweh, it's an inhale, Yahweh, and that's kind of where it comes from. It's breath, because that's what makes us all live is breath.
Absolutely, yeah. You take in just as many inhalations as exhalations until you're last.
Last question before I let you go is does your parrot gaslight you and say I'm not going to hurt you? Before it attacks?
Oh, it's not a parrot. It's a peacock.
A peacock. A peacock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's my familiar. He guards me. He goes everywhere with me. He likes car rides.
Wow.
He attacks everyone who comes near me.
So oh, yeah. I bet that's great at parties.
I keep him on a very short leash.
Well, it was nice talking with you. Have a great day. And I think you gave everybody something to think about, which is, you know, something to think about that's not about blood drinking pedophiles, because that's what most of this broadcast has been today. It's about blood drinking pedophiles.
It has been. It has been. I love talking to you, Rube. You were the most sympathetic of all. And next time I want to talk to you about belief formation and how that's hampering you and me and Alex Jones. Belief formation is what they're really going after these days.
All right.
Anything that has to do with belief formation, whether it's X or Instagram or YouTube, belief formation is not allowed. That's why churches aren't allowed to advertise anymore. That's why you get throttled everywhere you go. That's why YouTube accounts don't know why they're all of a sudden getting cut when they didn't used to. It's because we are changing beliefs. We are changing people's minds. And that belief formation is what terrifies the status quo. They want to be in control of belief formation. And they have been until now.
Right.
Because we're getting ahead of them on this belief formation. This is where Alex is so important. He gives people new data so they can make new beliefs. And that's what really scares them. That's why Jesus scares them. That's why even certain Hindu religions scare them. They can't stand belief formation that goes against believing in the importance of a death cult. Everybody thinks you have to kill somebody else in order to live. And it's not true. It's a lie. Like death is a lie. Jesus proved that death is a lie. And if we keep living like death is real, we're never going to get through this thing.
There you go. All right, I'll leave you with that. That was good. Thanks for calling. We got a couple clips from, I guess, Keith Ellison has been finally brought to task. This is the first one. We got Senator Ron Johnson, going after Keith Ellison. It's 4:45. I don't know if we'll play the whole clip. This one says it's pure gold, this next one. So we'll play the Josh Hawley one after this. But let's start with the Ron Johnson one. We'll take that to break. And then we'll come back, start the third hour. Go ahead.
It certainly sounds that there are activists being trained. Are you aware of training for activists, Mr. Ellison, in Minnesota? That some of these protesters literally went through training. There are groups out there providing training. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I mean, it's common for people to use their First Amendment right to protest things that they don't believe are right.
Were you aware of the
First Amendment activity, sir?
Yeah, were you aware of the signal chats? I believe it was the lieutenant governor of Minnesota was actually helping manage one of those signal chats that were deploying those trained activists.
It's First Amendment, bro.
Legal law enforcement actions. Were you aware of that signal chat that was being used to deploy those people?
I'm aware it exists, but this is First Amendment activity, sir. Okay, this is something that the law.
Did you ever encourage people to go out there and exercise the First Amendment?
Yeah, I do. I freely admit being in favor of the First Amendment.
You encouraged trained activists,
paid activists,
put themselves into harm's way because you had to know because you were watching this that there were scuffles at least. That these people were obstructing justice. I would think you'd actually, as the chief law enforcement officer of Minnesota, be concerned about people obstructing justice. Like, you know, putting their cars in streets, blocking roads. I would think as chief law enforcement, you would be concerned about that. But were you ever concerned about encouraging, I guess, people to support you to go out and put themselves into harm's way?
No, we never.
And obstructing illegal law enforcement action. Did that ever concern you?
Sir, that never happened. We all times said, if you want to protest, protest peacefully, protest safely. But I'll always be for the First Amendment.
But you were seeing the scuffles, right? You were seeing the. And by the way, Minneapolis police officials could not help protect ICE officials, right? I mean, Representative Niskus, isn't that when you're talking about the nullification of federal
Democrats
law?
Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance.
Isn't that one
resistance?
Of the, you know, Hampton County that they simply could not help and protect ICE in their legal law enforcement actions?
The Minneapolis Police Department issued guidance in July saying that they would not even help with crowd control around immigration operations. And Minnesota leaders encouraged that kind of action.
And they weren't allowed to go to prisons and get people. That's why we're in the position we're in Minnesota. Because they don't want to help.
Got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
This is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
in the you know the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Tamber's endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. Like it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theolachostore.com.